Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Lots of people want to react to the Rojo, the ghost of Rojo past. He was live in the Brady Street studios the day after voting to acquit Donald Trump, the Ukrainian impeachment. And now he goes out on the Foxy Business, Maria Bartiromo, over the weekend and, you know, points out, well, it's all Joe Biden's fault, the weakness. Of course, that's revisionist history. How do I know? I just played you the receipts. 844-967-2789. Martina from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, hi there, Mike. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, sister. How you been?
Oh, man, have I missed you.
Well, you don't have to miss me. I'm on the radio every day between 3 and 6.
Yeah, but you rattle on, and I got things to do, and you know how it goes.
Come on, girl. That didn't sound complimentary, but please continue.
What? Well, you want me to flatter you?
844-967-2789. Nothing but candid answers around here. Kurt from West Dallas, you're next. What do you got for us?
Well, I kind of agree with Ron Johnson, if you spin it Putin style, you know, because he's saying that it's the Democrats' fault. In perspective, it is our fault, because if we wouldn't have got Joe Biden in, Trump would have given away the EU, and the EU would have been all dismantled, and he would have done whatever he wanted to do, don't you think?
Yeah, it's if you follow the logic all the way back from the origination of the logic, they're still trying to discover who planted all that false evidence of collusion between Trump and Russia. It must have been Hillary and the DNC and Ukraine. I don't know how Ukraine keeps factoring in, but they certainly think it does.
Yeah, they sure do. I don't know that. Is that Ron Johnson? He is really special from Wisconsin. I tell you, I hope to gosh we don't reelect him. I pray, you know.
Well, Kurt, as I pointed out, I'm not rooting for the guy. 844-967-2789. You know, we've got at least 25 exclusives of Ron Johnson. We got hours worth of stuff that any of you fine Democratic candidates run for the U.S. Senate, you know, just give courtesy. Just tell the people where you got it, and you can use it. Just saying. 844-967-2789. Going down the phones. Angie from Monroe, you're next. Angie, what do you got for us?
Well, I just want to say I watch a lot of TikTok. And for the Ukrainians, those women that are doing little TikToks, they're moms that are suiting up, and they're showing pictures of the moms suiting up and being snipers. And so the TikTok is really neat. And then whoever this anonymous guy is that is freezing their assets, it's a team. They're freezing Russian assets. It's nothing to do with the government. It's just a team on the side that freezes a lot of Russian assets.
Well, they're a hacker organization. They dive in through the interwebs, and they effectively screw with people. And right now they've turned their attention to screwing with the Russians, and I believe they've actually turned their attention to Belarus as well, who apparently was staying a little too close to Putin.
Yep, and isn't that awesome? I've been following that a lot, and I just wanted to make sure we mentioned it on your show, because awesome.
What do you like better, the Ukrainian sailor that tried to sink his boss's yacht, or this effort to try and attack Putin's assets through the interwebs?
Probably the assets, I think. It's kind of tied up.
They might cause more pain, but that one guy that wanted to go boating this weekend, he's suffering. I'm telling you, Angie, that's sad. Yeah. Any final thoughts, Angie?
I feel bad for him, but just stand strong for those women, man. We got to, they're suiting up too, just to fight for their freedom. And that's it. This is what fighting for your freedom is all about.
And Angie, what about the example of Zelensky, the president? Has he been inspiring to you?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, he's putting his boots on and he's fighting with everybody. You can't beat that. I mean, there is no way our presidents, either any of them, would put their boots on. There's not a single one. And I'd like to see even any of our congressmen put their boots on, you know, especially all these Republicans that want to fight, that are on Russia's side. It's like, are you serious? And what do you think the World War II vets think about all this with all the Russians? And I mean, with Germany, they've got to be, a lot of them got to be Republicans that are like, oh my God.
Angie, I'm sorry to cut you short. I was just thinking, good thing Bob Dole's not alive, because Bob Dole wouldn't like it, not one little bit. I did see that W. Bush was chastising Putin, and I saw John Oliver last night on This Week, or last night This Week. He's like, you know, if there's one guy that should maybe sit out this topic, it's maybe W. in terms of invading. Going to try to sneak at least one more in here. Your opinions matter at 844-967-2789. We'll continue taking calls through the happier 5 o'clock happy hour when my buddy Dominic joins. But in the meantime, it's Wisco Paul. What do you got for us, Paul?
Hey, Crudy, was that the last time Rojo was on your
no,
show?
No, September of 2020. That was February. He came a handful of times. September of 2020, like the 18th to 19th, right before the election. And I swear to God, we were halfway through the interview and we went to commercial break. And usually Johnson would come in studio, and during the in-studio appearances, we'd talk to him. He'd never hear the commercial breaks. But apparently we were running a promo, a Devil's Advocates promo, where we chastised Ron for U.S. policy arming the Yemenis, selling arms to be taken up against the Yemenis, I believe. And, you know, he said, well, if we don't sell them the weapons, someone else will. And I said, yeah, but then the blood would be on their hands, Ron. And then we had a drop of Donald Trump saying, I want to talk to you about that, Ron. I was watching the phone, like I'm watching you right now, Paul. I can see you in the queue. When that promo came on and came to completion, Ron hung up. And until I saw him in Madison, you know, 3 weeks ago, I hadn't spoken to Ron Johnson since. That promo incensed his ass. That's my opinion, Wisco.
Well, it was amazing. You and Dom turned him into knots, or tied him into knots, excuse me. And my surprise, he ever came back again. But there's enough that can be held against him right there in a conversation where he shouldn't win re-election, for goodness sakes.
I only gave you 15 minutes out of 45, Wisco. 45 minutes just from that interview, the day after Donald Trump was acquitted. And Rojo voted to acquit him, and he also voted against impeachment witnesses. And let's not forget, he should have been a witness. He was a fact witness to, let's call him, the crimes or misdemeanors. I call him high crimes. Come back. High crimes with my little buddy. The 5 o'clock happier happy hour is upon us.
I've never really felt it was society's responsibility to take care of other people's children.
This isn't very nice, is it?
I don't feel like my time here has been particularly successful.
I'm going to talk to you about that, Ron.